Hello, it's the 29th of July, 2019, and today we have the Lovers reversed, the Page of Cups, and the Nine of Coins. In love with love, where would we be without the poets, the dreamers, the artists, the romantics? I don't know if that would be a world worth living in. The past is sad. The Lovers is of the major arcana, so this is no small thing. Upright, this is a card of major life choices and turning points, particularly in terms of lovers, love, and important relationships, Gemini, Libra, Venus, Mercury. This is too bad, really. Divorce, breakups, separation, arguments. This is no small thing to this sensitive Page of Cups, today quietly lost in his or her own world, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, as he or she can't control what the grown-ups do. Pages represent children and youth, basically. Pages are little newsboys or girls, and this page may be bringing news of someone's divorce or separation, even your own parents. I get a child of divorce vibe out of this, and if I were this poor little kid, I'd be in a corner talking to the fishbowl too. Put it this way, this had better represent a child, because if this androgynous page is a legal adult, their romantic fantasies are unrealistic, childish, and can't stand up to the pressures of the real world. This young page may be contemplating which sex he or she is attracted to, or having been unsatisfied in a previous marriage or relationship, realize they are not attracted to the opposite sex or to sex at all. In the future position is the ever fierce Nine of Coins or Pentacles, Earth, Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, who from the Morgan Greer deck looks a lot like fellow Virgo Beyonce, posing for one of those elaborate photo shoots with masses of gold jewelry, a feathered turban, and what is famously a falcon with its own little matching headdress perched on her finger. But today it looks like a peacock because that's what Beyonce wants, and she can afford it, and so she shall have it. But generally, this is a card of the happily independent single lady or man, living their best life and enjoying the fruits of their labors. Nine is a number of completion, which again suggests pregnancy. Someone may be spending the next 9 months of putting their feet up and having their random strange cravings gratified. But I still get child of divorce vibes from this little guy or girl who in that case may need some secure, successful, happy adult types around them to look up to. The well-to-do woman on the Nine of Coins is eating from a bowl of grapes, so this person is health conscious, obviously takes care of his or herself, and is discerning regarding her investments. Not only monetary investments, but time being money, her time and physical presence as well. As often is the case with incurable romantics, it can be a letdown when romantic dreams take a beating from the pressures, responsibilities, and realities of the real, aka default world. This could be a single woman fantasizing about being a single mother, possibly using a sperm donor. That fish in the cup gives me that vibe, or news of a pregnancy with no intention of marriage, or even of a pregnancy being the cause of a breakup. This could be a growing self-awareness that maybe you're better off on your own and quite happy. Why feel guilty about it? But this also looks very much like this could be a new creative idea or work that has the potential to, frankly, make some pretty fabulous money. Beautiful art, music, dance. Under these skies, ideas and inspiration may be coming hard and fast. The Nine of Coins in the future position may be the description of someone who may be a source of financial support for your newest idea or ideas. This could be news of a divorce or dissolution of a partnership that, while for some reason may bring some substantial wealth your way, you may have bittersweet feelings about it. There's an old joke that goes something like this. What happens if you play a country song backwards? Answer, you get your car back, you get your wife back, you get your job back. This is that. Those breakup songs bring the big bucks.